Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Wade Hoyt. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tom Jenkins. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress takes first base on ball four. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Hoyt's glove, towards Owen, who fields it, throws to second, with Koenig covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Kress scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Fred Shultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shultz hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Owen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 0. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McManus. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Burns reaches second base with a double. Levy moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig misplays the ball. That's an error on Koenig. Levy scores. Burns scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 0. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Stone reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Shultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 0. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. he's got one RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker throws the ball into Koenig, who tags Melillo trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 1 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoyt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray bunts towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Burns picks up the ball and throws it to Melillo, who tags the runner out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 2 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Koenig for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Walker. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kress bunts towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. Goslin moves to third. One out. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and tags Goslin, for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Jenkins goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-2 in the game. Shang hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Owen moves to second. George Uhel pinch hits for Wade Hoyt. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Uhel reaches second base with a double. Owen scores. Shang goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Browns. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Charlie Sullivan now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Farrell moves to third. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-3 in the game. Levy takes first base on ball 4. Gray moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Koenig fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Farrell scores. Gray moves to third. One out. It's 5-2, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Goslin hits a line drive towards right. Johnson catches it and throws to home to double up Gray. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-3 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Akers now playing second base. Marv Owen now playing first base. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Kress reaches second base with a double. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jenkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress scores. It's 6-2, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jenkins moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Akers fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Jenkins scores. One out. It's 7-2, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Farrell hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Schult moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Schult moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Levy takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Owen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stone hits a line drive towards right. Jenkins chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Jenkins. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.